Lord, thank you for setting aside the time to come and worship. I would like to welcome Pastor, Father and Mother of Timothy to come and worship together. Let's give him a applause. And we also worship those who worship from home via live stream. Last week, I shared with you that we participate in divine nature of the Lord. Why did God like us to participate in the divine nature? Because God wants us to become like His Son. Without the divine nature in us, we could not become like our Jesus. And today, we will think about one more topic. God not only participate in the divine nature, but leading us into a forever plan. What do we do to respond with the desire God that one have God to have to come into everlasting life? That we have responsibility that God has given us. Martin Luther is a when someone has been used by the Lord in the 16th century, in 1507, the year 1507, he has been inducted into the priesthood in the Roman Catholic Church. But God let him see there are many wrongdoings in the Catholic Church, and in 1517, he wrote 95 theses to talk about the corruption of the Catholic Church, that the Church has been far away from the Word. And that caused Martin Luther to be excommunicated, and he was thrown out of the Roman Catholic Church. And the religious court is seeking to imprison him. So he was hiding in a castle, hiding there for about 10 years. He felt desperation because the revolutionary of the church did not go as planned. Many times he lamented with his friends. His condition was desperate, heavy burden because of that failure. One day he came home and saw his wife dressed in all black. He was surprised, asked, "Why? Who did you mourn today?" And his wife said, "Oh, the God, your God is dead, and so I mourn for him." And Martin Luther was angry. "Why did you use those words? The God is the living God. How could he be dead?" And his wife said, "You say God is alive, but why? Every day I see you standing complaining. I thought that your God is dead, so that's why I wore black to mourn for him." That caused Martin Luther to be awakened, and he decided to walk away from his condition, his desperation, and from there, the revolution of the church began to press, and Protestantism has been begun and spread until now. The church has been wrong for a long time, now return to the Bible to be according to the Word of God, the congregation. The reason so that a Christian could not feel desperate, sad, or even in the condition, the struggling, facing some difficulty, because the Lord is inside the believer, is the living God. He always helps us when to those who trust to achieve the success that God wants. The title says, "The God I Trust." The God I trust, the God you trust, is also the God of Martin Luther. The key verse I have chosen is Matthew chapter 11, verse 6. "Blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of me." This is the Lord Jesus said. Why did the Lord say, why is he a stumbling block? Did he do anything wrong? Why did he say that blessed is anyone who does not stumble upon? Do you think that Jesus did something cause us to stumble? But Jesus said, blessed if we are not stumbling because of him. What did Jesus do? This is very difficult to understand, which is we look at if person who served the Lord. That is John the Baptist, through Matthew chapter 11, from 2 to 19. Let's pray for guidance. Dear our loving Father, our hearts are thankful for you. We give thanks to you because you are always leading us in your love. We have been chosen to wear the divine nature so that we participate in your everlasting plan. Who are we that we are pay attention and chose us? Dear God, may we examine our heart before your word so that we can see there are many things that prevent us, that we could not complete the plan for us in our life. May your word guide us and help us to fulfill the responsibility of your child on this earth. We're thankful. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. There are 3 points that we will consider together. The God whom we trust. The first is the Lord lives in me. The story talk about when John was imprisoned by Herod, because Herod Antipas has wanted Mary, the wife of his brother, and that is something not pleasing to the Lord. But that wife is also agreed with that, because she will be queen when he marries. It's better than her current husband. And that thirst of power is something not pleasing to the Lord. And Herodias always want to destroy John the Baptist, to kill him, so that her plan can succeed. And so Herod Antipas has imprisoned John the Baptist. And the reason he was imprisoned so that he can be saved, not to be harassed by the wife, his wife. However, during the time John heard about Jesus, who was doing, and he sent his disciple after Jesus, "Are you the one who come, or we have to wait for someone else?" Why did John the Baptist pose this question? But he said that because John taught about Christ, and so let the disciple go see Jesus and ask that, and then Jesus will reveal himself to the John disciple. Many people also said Jesus did not do anything. So John may be coming as a question, "Are you the one we are waiting, the Messiah or someone else?" But you and I should think about these questions. The question from John Baptist for Jesus today: "You are the one who come, or should we expect someone else?" John the Baptist has came to teach about the kingdom of God and will cause a repentance on the crowd, and everyone come to receive baptism, repent of their sins. Herod Antipas heard of what John Baptist did and felt fearful, because he wanted to hear the teaching of John Baptist, but his sin continued to vex him. The preventing Herod that caused John Baptist to be imprisoned. What John Baptist preached about the kingdom of God, that is the responsibility, the missionary, the message God must say and teach to the kingdom of God. To the girl. And what did he preach? Whoever must repent, bear fruit worthy of the kingdom of heaven. That preaching caused many people to return and repent, but God said the divine of nature before those who are not repent. The sickle has been closed to the earth. Which tree that does not bear fruit will be burned, will be chopped down. And John Baptist saw, revealed an image before the Lord. He introduced kingdom that must be repent. Then repentance will call. If not, it will be chopped down. in the burden. When Jesus, John baptized Jesus, John said, this is the one who revealed that this is the Messiah, the one who sent by the word. But Jesus did not judge anyone. I preach about Jesus. When he came, he will chop down those trees who do not bear fruit to destroy those unrepentant. But Herod Antipas continued to live in desperation. John Baptist was in prison, and nobody was judged by Jesus. So what I tell you, is it wrong? Is that true that Jesus is the Messiah? I have been sent by the preacher kingdom of God that everybody must be fed. Why? Jesus did not bring judgment to this generation. Jesus answered John the Baptist like this. He said to John the Baptist, go back to report what you have seen. What did they see? He saw that the blind has been given the sight, the lame can walk, the leprosy has been cleansed, the deaf, the mute can hear, the dead was raised, and the poor has been preached the gospel. Blessed is he who are not stumbled because of him. In the answer of Jesus, there is no idea talking about John that he will be released from prison. The shackles will be broken. No. Why did Jesus does not have a promise for John to be let go from prison? Because these words will talk about the value of John in the prison. There are many who got imprisoned. So that's why gospel has been spread that the blind is see, the mute can see, and the dead was raised. John has served the Lord to reveal a gospel, but that gospel is still imperfect. But Jesus continued to John. He also preached a gospel, but he expresses, revealed a complete gospel, a perfect gospel. In the imperfect gospel, only talk about the result of unbelieving who will be punished. But in the gospel, the perfect of Christ revealed the love of God. The one unworthy before God now received the love of God. The answer of Jesus talks about the gospel perfect of God is taking place. And because of that gospel, that John must be imprisoned. Dear congregation, to make our Christian life to reveal a God, and sometimes God must put us in a difficult situation so that the gospel of God can be revealed. Do you think about those things? When God told us, you must be love your enemy, what did God do? God put you and I in a place in front of our enemies. Who else would love enemy? Nobody can love enemy. But God must put us facing our enemy. What for? So that we can forgive them. Because we don't want face with enemy. We could not forgive them. But God put us in a difficulty situation that we don't want. But even in that situation, I can reveal the divine of nature inside of me so that I can forgive them and love our enemies. God wants us to forgive each other. But in order to forgive each other, God must allow anyone is to cause us hurtful feelings. That's something we don't want. When you go to church, do you want others to curse us, to hurt us? We don't want to be hurt by others, but God allows those things to continue to occur for what? But purpose, so that we can forgive like the Lord forgive us. There is no suffering. How can we express and reveal forgiveness? God put the believers in tribulation, suffering, so it can occur, and then it can occur. Sickness can occur. Economic condition can be deteriorating so that people can experience the peace, true peace of the Lord. God can put believers in the challenging time from inside and outside. The opposition from inside and outside, but they experience the joy of the Lord inside. So the way the Lord is doing is not the way we think. The way the Lord works is not the thing we dream of. And because God say, bless those who do not stumble because of me. Tribulation can occur. God can allow the difficulty to occur in our life. But bless who is not stumble because of the Lord. If in the past Elijah, who did not was called to the ravine, Kirin, he could not experience the bird to bring him food every day. Only during the tribulation of famine, we can discover the faithfulness of God. When the bird bring food to Elijah, Elisha, he is using a bird that is very greedy, but in the power of God, that greedy bird has the ability to bring food to Elisha. And after that, Elisha said, go out of Ramin and go into Sarepta, the town, in the Gentile town, seeing a widow. God did not send Elisha to a rich person, but to a poor person, a widow. She was poorer than anyone there, only little oil and little and so she was trying to make with the flour and oil to make the last meal for her and her son. But there, Elisha experienced the supply, wonderful supply of God. And this widow house, oil will never run out, flour never run out in this widow's house. And this is something we could not understand. We would not understand when God acts on our life. We tell the burden, why do I have to suffer like this? We can carry the burden. Why do I have this kind of son and daughter? The burden, why are my family always an unfortunate situation? Nobody wants me. Why? So that the life of Christ can flow in us. God put John the Baptist in the prison so the life of Christ can be shining. In my life, I have been experienced major since I've been called to serve the Lord here. In 2004, I received the news of death of my I could not go back. The reason I could not go back, because not because of COVID, but because I have no money. I have come 6 years into this country. 9 years. In 1995, I came to the U.S. 9 years. I don't have enough to come back to visit my mother before she died. That is reality. This is a reality. When I was put in that situation in 2009, 5 years later, I was able to come back to visit the tomb of my mother. And that the inscription on the tombstone has faded by heavy rain. Why did God has put in a poor situation to serve here, not even that I'm dreaming to go back and visit my mother? I couldn't do it. If God did not put me in this place here to serve the Lord, then I would never understand and experience the blessing of the Lord. From the time I came to this humor, I lived in a house that house does not belong to me. Now, even I live in that house. But from there, 26 years, I did not pay any kind of rent. Any one of you live a house that do not they promote this man. But God did that for him because God called me and take care of me that way. From that point on, we continue to live in a house that we do not have to pay mortgage or rent. If God did not bring me here to serve him in this small church, in where there is no place, no friends, a place, no one to support and guide me into this ministry, a place no one can help, encourage me, contribute with me, but God put me here in this church, and thanks be to God. If God did not put me here, then I would never experience to understand the Word of God, to understand the Christ in a fullness like this today. I give thanks to the Lord. 5 years, I opened a Bible study, only a few, to doubt it. Can you teach me the Word of God? I say, yes, okay. So I open the Bible study, and I see that this is a course not to have a certificate or anything, but everything who attended the Bible begins. Only 3 or 4, and then 10 people attended, and 20, 30, 40, 50 people attended. They continue faithfully to study the Word. This is not something for... Why did God do this? In the study, there are many servants of the Lord. And there are many pastors. There are many Christian here, and many other from different, even from Vietnam, different state. If God did not put me in this situation, I would not discover the Lord. And that Bible study continued. All the pastors continue to follow, to study. And that is expresses the life of Christ. God expressed, revealed his life through me. If God does not allow tribulation to occur to my family, in 2016, my wife has been putting a stent in the heart, and the medical fee, $260,000. How could I pay such a sum? But praise be to God, that fee has been paid in full. 2018, 2 more times, the surgery of heart. Now the fee comes to $2 million. How can I return that? Thanks be to God. That fee has been paid in full. God always prepares these wonderful things that we could not understand. When we do not face struggling, we could not experience the miracle of the Lord. We have been facing with difficulty, but those difficulties, we discover a God, the real God, more valuable to our God, a God that expressed his love for me and the love to their love and your love for me. Everywhere, people pray for my family. I always receive the phone calls or texts from people far away, Canada, from Australia. I always pray for you. And last week, someone called me very far away. How about your wife's condition? 4 years, every week, we continue to pray for her. Dear congregation, I feel the blessing so great for my life. That is the life when God expressed his life to us. Who am I that can be remembered? Who am I that they pay attention? But actually, God revealed his love to me. Paul said, when I am weak, and that's why I'm strong. This is the experience, the life of the Lord in us. When God put us in difficult situations, that's the time God revealed his life through us. So, Lord, encourage you and me, bless who is not stumbled because of the Lord Jesus. Do not look at difficulties. Do not look at the situation, desperation in our life, so that we can be stumbled. But blessed who is not stumbled because of me. Jesus said, the second point, the one I trust, that the Lord knows me. God gave us life. The Lord also knows me. The musician Lord of him, when he was in prison, he wrote a hymn saying, nobody can feel my burden like Jesus. He is my friend. No one can be found like him in the world. In that prison, he could feel the love of God. Those days when he was in Dallas, when I was just a youngster, I worship and work. This musician did not love the Lord, but in the time he was in prison, God draw him closer, and he has changed. There are many hymns have been written by this musician, and these continue to last a long time. David expressed in Psalm 139, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. David expressed something, a wonderful thing. When he wasn't born yet, God already saw me. So God can see us, everything in us. He knows us inside. In this story, we see that Jesus, the understanding of the Lord was John the Baptist. When John returned, he told the crowd, what do you go out to the wilderness to see? To see the reed sway by wind? What did Jesus want to say here? Everyone in us know that. So there is a wind blowing, then all the trees is easy to be broken. But the reed is the one who continue. Why? Because when the blow, it will bend. And then afterward, it will spring back. The big trees to be unrooted by the storm. That expresses the wisdom. Here, Jesus wants to say something to us. The Lord Jesus said, in the time of the world that they can only to go with the time, the tide of life, whatever brings advantage to the person, he and she will bend toward that culture. We are running after the way of Herod, supporting what Herod has done, that he married the wife of his brother, and John Baptist has opposed him. You are doing the thing that the Lord is not pleased. And John Baptist is not like a reed playing. He is representing the Lord, not. And he is one to talk about the word of God to Herod Antipas, though he is in prison. He continued to say that. And the Lord said, you go out to see what else? A man dressed in fine clothes? Those dressed in fine clothes is live in the royal palace. What did Jesus say? Jesus said, those who flattery the king will be lifted up by the king to have blessing from the king. And so, seeking for the fine clothes, go to the king, royal palace, then we will find those. But John Baptist is representing the Lord. He is not a flatterer. He ready to condemn the wrongdoing of Antipas. But Herodias trying to kill him. And now Herod Antipas put him in prison. He continued to talk about the truth. What the king did is wrong, is sinful. He could not become something who flattered to escape prison. Though he does not understand why he was in prison, he said, even, are you the one who come or should we expect something else? He couldn't see what the Jesus, that he expect Jesus to be come to judge everyone. Are you the one who is the Messiah or someone else? Whatever God has put can only tell the truth. What are you going out to in order to see? A prophet. Prophet is someone who talks about the word of the Lord to others. 3 weeks ago, we have learned about the image that Elisha talked about. His heart, his desire. When Elisha was lifted up, then all the prophets knew about that. They only knew, but they would have no desire. They were looking at to see the events happening. But Elijah is different. I want where you or remain on this earth, I will follow you. Even from Gilgal to Bethel, from Bethel to Jericho, from Jericho, crossing the Jordan, I determine I will follow my teacher, because the wish of the heart of Elijah that the your spirit will act in me. That a prophet is an honor, but not only a prophet, but must be as the spirit in the life of Elijah. And a prophet has honor, but John was killed in the wilderness. He was seeing a prophet, yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. And Jesus said, this is the one about whom it is Elijah in the future. And this is the word written about John the Baptist. I will send my messenger ahead of you and will prepare you way for you. Someone who prepared the way is someone who knows the way of the Master. Not only just to send a message, a prophet, but also someone who understands the way of the Lord to prepare that for the Lord. Jesus said in from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been subjected to violence and violent people who have been raiding it. During that time, Herod Antipas is oppressing the word of the Lord, who deny his faith, the Pharisees, the wisdom, the elders that is worshiping God but deny the Lord Jesus Christ. He made the kingdom of the Lord to become their own religion. And Jesus said, but for all the prophets and law prophesied until John. And if you are willing to accept it, he is the Elijah who was to come. The Jews knew that before the Messiah, there must be prophets of Elijah who was sent by God. All the Jewish people believe that. Now Jesus says, if you believe there is a prophet to announce, and that's John the Baptist. Jesus has lived that this so that others see the value of John the Baptist, that he used him as a messenger to serve, though he is in prison right now. During our time, the gospel continues to be oppressed because of the unbelieving, many religions, many political agents, organizations is oppressing the gospel. The church is destroyed. The faith is dwindling. Or the gospel can be oppressed because the unbelieving heart of the believer, even those who call themselves Christian, would continue to be cold and passive. Does it prevent the gospel? But someone is used by the Lord. Someone is used by God so that the gospel continue to be preached all over the world. And when the gospel is preached, in that time, the second coming of Christ will occur. Dear congregation, John the Baptist has been prepared for the first appearance of Jesus. You and I will prepare for the second coming of Christ. here in verse 11. For all, truly I tell you, among those born of women, there has not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist. Jesus declared that, but Jesus also said, for you and I, just understand the value in this world is not when we are praised by the Lord. The least in the kingdom is even greater than John the Baptist. What does that mean? That means you and I has an opportunity. We don't have to be great on this earth. Not necessarily for do something great here that can be honored by the Lord. But those are least in the kingdom of God must be honored more than John the Baptist. Why? Because the that least those are working or doing the will of God. The important for you and me is that we do the will of the Lord in our life. The important that is not that others are praising us or reckoning us, but God can recognize us for now. Because then one day, you and I will face the judgment seat of the Lord. Face the Lord Jesus. And the most terrible thing that happened, one said, I do not know you, Jesus said. That is a terrible thing. And why did Jesus, I do not know you? Because these people today do not do the will of God. So this is something God encouraged you and me so that we can be thankful that you are living Christ inside. He used you and me for a purpose, everlasting purpose, and blessed who is not stumbled because of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are many things happening in the world. The third point that we can think about, the one God will reward us. In verse 16 through 19, Jesus talked about the time during John the Baptist. I will consider this one to whom I compare this generation. There are the children sitting in the marketplace. We played the pipe for you and you did not dance. We sang a dirge and you did not mourn. What does that mean? There are children during the time of Jesus and John the Baptist. They are playing with the wedding play. There are a husband and wife, bride and bridegroom, and then they make a singing. And when I sing and I play, why didn't you not dance? Oh, this is just a makeup. This is fake. They do not dance because it is fake. And then their time, they mourn. Someone died. Someone cried. When I mourn, that you do not cry alone. But it's not real death. It's just playing. The world's children are playing. It's not a true joy or the true mourning. And Jesus said, for John, today, we were busy with all the religious activities that not paying the saving grace of the Lord. Many are busy with the activities of the church that the life is apathy to God. In verse 18 and 19, for John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, here is a glutton and drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. John has been condemned by the world when he has a different lifestyle. Jesus also has been condemned when he has a also different lifestyle. Though different lifestyle, God worked in opposite direction of the world. But they only know how to condemn Jesus and John Baptist. So we can only condemn and criticize others. And during this time, we do see those things happening. Nobody do anything, but some other doing, and we criticize them. Even the activities of the church, we fall into those situations. We do not do anything, but when we see something imperfect, we condemn and criticize them. And this modern in the old times is this also here the same. We are proud because of the selfishness, could not see the value of others. But praise, thanks be to God. God is the one who knows our, the value in us. So Jesus said, John has been honored in this world, but that is not important. The fact that God honored John so that John will be come into the everlasting world. He even the least in the kingdom, and that glory can be greater than John the Baptist has in this world, to come into the everlasting life, and then to come into the future. And that's an honor that God is wanting us. How do we receive those things? What kind of attitude do we do the will of God during the time we have on the earth? Only God can see to reward us. Only God can bless and reward for all that we do for Him. To do the will of the Lord is not a religious activity. We come to play instrument, to sing, to hear. God wants to walk with you even at home. When we associate ourselves with our friends, when we are having entertainment, where is God in those activities? And those who are doing the will of God, you do this, so what do I glorify God with when I do those things? But the purpose of our life is to glorify the Lord. Whatever you eat or drink, or do ski, or any kind of entertainment, any activity in this world, do it for the glory of God. But if these events does not occur according to our will, all the plan was failed for us, not according to our will. Blessed are those who do not stumble because of the Lord Jesus Christ. In 1986, a couple named Terry and Kathy, he gave birth to a girl, very happy of this first born girl because every day developed. And then Lynn shared a joy of mother when Preston to embrace her is only one. He does not know anything yet. The joy in the love between the son and mother has caused a warm, everlasting happiness when their son expressed the love. So Terry and Kathy was very happy to have this firstborn daughter when she began to walk. They said she is very wise because of the joy in their heart. They see their daughter is very wonderful. 3 years in 1939, he gave a son and gave him the name Ben. But there is something unfortunate happened to Ben. Ben was blind when he was born. And when Ben was 3 years old, the doctor said that Ben could not walk because he will have to sit in a wheelchair. From when Ben was 2 years old, and Terry and Kathy did not say anything about how much it cost to find a good doctor, the great famous hospital, to find a one to can heal Ben. 100 kind of shots medicine to put into the body of the 2-year-old. There are many times they brought him to X-ray, CT scan, and put in many on the MRI to determine to get the device to help the here. Ben is always close to the famous doctor, the ophthalmologist about ENT, the professional about occupancy, a nervous system professional about x-ray, all the famous doctors surrounding them. The only thing that they can do is every morning he woke up, he gave a smile. I am happy because I have another day to spend. And from then on, when Terry and Kathy give birth to Ben, they don't pay attention to the progress of a normal child anymore. To dream of a normal child to them. A child could not measure by the progress, by their inability to do something compared to a normal child. Every day, in the meal, Terry and Kathy put a recorder that record all any kind of some baby sound that could not be understood, but they felt like they felt that Ben understood everything that they talked to him. And one afternoon in 1993, when Kathy was feeding Ben and saw sudden Ben sitting in the, he was right with the parties, look at his mother. Mom, I love you. Kathy turned around to Jerry. Did you hear that? Did you hear your son said something? That is three words. I love you. He was able to say that. And that's the only three words, the last word of his life. There's only one time. There is no other time like that. And fortunately, Kathy has recorded this to record this three words from Ben. And every day, they open the report and listen to those words. I love you from a disabled child. Someone from the heart of Ben. Kathy, to recognize the experience of Ben, the love, though Ben was blind. But when Ben get his face and kiss the face of Kathy, that is all that I wanted. But Kathy need, what Terry need, is love. Has been put inside of him, though he was blind. When I was reading this story, I think about in our normal life, we have everything so busy of life, the sickness, the busy. But there's one thing. The life of Christ, is it inside of us or not? So that life can help us. There is no one can love me by as much as Jesus. And what Jesus has done in our life, that is one day. One day we will see Jesus and we see our servant very well. Come and receive the joy of your Lord. Hopefully, we will not be stumbled because of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are struggles in our life by sickness, economic condition, by our children, or any kind of trouble. May the Lord give us to remember. Bless to those who are not stumbled because of the Lord Jesus Christ. May God bless you. Let's all stand. We will read the key verse. This is what God is reminding us so that we can experience the life of Christ. Let's read together. Blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of me. One more time. Blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of me. Dear loving Father, we are thankful because you have saved us. We are thankful because we can participate in your everlasting plan for us. You have called your child, your loving child. There are many things that happened that we could not understand. We want to escape our struggle, our tribulation. And so if we escape those, we would think that we would be better. But we can see that if what happened to us come from our will of the Lord, then we will give the more value in everlasting life. Let us see that Jesus is seen in our life that we could not perceive. We do not seek the glory of this world. We are not seeking the praise of this world. We are wishing you, say, oh, good servant and faithful servant, come and receive the joy of your master. Could not be happier when we can experience these in our lives. May you continue to bless, guide us, lead us, so that each individual here can grow to experience of Christ in our life, to experience that you reveal your life in our life among the struggling, the tribulation of this world, so that your life, Lord, can flow in us and help us to see no one can understand us better than you, Lord. And there's nothing can cause us to worry. None us can cause us sadness. But the greatest thing, that the reward is waiting for us in heaven if we believe to do your will. So even the least in the kingdom of God is more glorified than John Baptist get under on this earth. Dear God, may we understand your way, then so we can continue to count on you in all situations of this world. From that, we will lift this glory up to you. We are thankful for your word to us. Thank you for your unloving, for the love that you have given us. We are thankful and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated.